Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden thanking everyone who wished him well now that he has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. ABC's Rachel Scott has more from the White House.
President Trump saying he was saddened to hear about his diagnosis, writing, "We extend our warmest and best wishes to Jill and the family, and we wish Joe a fast and successful recovery." And former President Obama praying for a fast and full recovery for his former number two, saying, "Nobody has done more to find breakthrough treatments for cancer in all of its forms than Joe, and I am certain he will fight this challenge with his trademark resolve and grace."
The cancer described as aggressive. Pope Leo meeting with J.D. Vance ahead of a U.S. push to reach a diplomatic resolution to the war in Ukraine. President Trump is set to call Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky today. Russia has outlawed Amnesty International in the latest crackdown on dissidents and activists, Putin's government calling the International Human Rights Organization an undesirable organization. This is ABC News. Authorities in New York say a Mexican Navy vessel that slammed into the Brooklyn Bridge over the weekend will remain docked in New York as long as necessary. ABC's Andrea Fujii runs down exactly what happened.
277 people were on board. A female cadet was among the two killed. Her family gathering in Mexico yesterday. One relative saying there must be someone responsible. The NYPD says the ship never intended to sail beneath the bridge, but it lost power. The tides then forced the ship in the wrong direction, hitting the 141-year-old bridge while traveling backwards.
The structural integrity of the Brooklyn Bridge is still intact. The New Jersey rail strike didn't last long and is now over. There is a tentative agreement in place between railroad engineers and management at New Jersey Transit, which carries over 350,000 commuters every day. The engineers agreeing to return to work tomorrow. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. When I was director of maintenance at a Christian campground in Michigan, Nancy and I put in a very big garden. Among other crops, we planted several potato plants. When they were ready to harvest, Nancy told me to go and dig them up. Instead of using my potato fork and taking the risk that I might cut some of the potatoes, I went over to the maintenance shed and got out our backhoe to dig the potatoes. My wife said, "You're doing that guy thing again." But by using the backhoe, I was able to completely get under the plants without cutting any potatoes and sift out the dirt to harvest the potatoes whole. Since moving to Wisconsin, I've discovered that this is very similar to the way potatoes are harvested in large fields. The harvester scoops down underneath the plants and sifts out the potato from the dirt. I think the big farmers must have gotten their idea from me. Psalm 139:23 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." When we decide to follow Jesus, His Holy Spirit comes in to begin the process of cleansing us and moving us to a point where sin has no control over us. God takes His spiritual backhoe and digs down deep, sifting out the dirt and sin, leaving behind only His good fruit of righteousness. I certainly want the Holy Spirit to keep doing His work in me. How about you?
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state. But that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at some unsettled weather here the next several days thanks to a strong low-pressure system in the Central Plains tracking eastward. This morning, there is a band of rain across that system running from the Dakotas down through Iowa and Missouri all the way down to Tennessee. And that area to the south and west of Wisconsin could be dealing with some severe weather over the next 24 to 36 hours. We're going to be on the cool side of the system here with strong easterly winds the next couple of days. And with that rain coming in late tonight, tomorrow, it definitely will be chilly with temperatures about 15 degrees below normal. The rainfall could be fairly substantial here in southwest Wisconsin, probably a good inch or more before it tapers down midday Wednesday. Once that system pulls out, we should have some quiet weather late in the week with a bit more sunshine as well. For today, though, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs near 60, east wind between 10 and 20. Brisk winds tonight with some showers likely late, low at 42. Tomorrow, blustery and cool with rain, possibly heavy at times, high at 51. East wind 18 to 30 miles per hour. Not a very nice day to be out, that's for sure. Tuesday night, breezy with more rain, dropping to 43. Wednesday, cloudy with off and on light showers, not as windy, high in the mid-50s. As we head into Thursday, breaks of sunshine with a small chance of sprinkles, low 41, high 64. Friday, partly sunny and quiet, low at 38 with a high of 66. Saturday looks like another pleasant day with partly sunny skies, low near 43 with a high of 68. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with the next chance of rain moving in late in the day, high temperatures around 69 degrees. You have a nice morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Forty-two degrees, partly cloudy skies. Yesterday's high was 68. That turned out to be a really nice day with sunshine in the afternoon. The record high for May 19th, 92 in 1972. Record low, 31 in 2002. Last year's high was 78 and the low, 51. Sunset will occur at 8:23 tonight. Sunrise time, 5:33 tomorrow morning. East-northeast winds are at 5 miles per hour. Barometer at 30.26. No precipitation today. After a low of 40, it is 42 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience. And by the WRCO Sports Booster Club. We'll talk about a Brewer win to snap off of a losing streak and end a winning streak for the Twins. That is coming up. Plus, the WIA has released the playoff pairings for softball tournaments, which get underway a little bit later on this week. And we'll begin with a look at home talent baseball from yesterday in local sports.
Tool up and save big at Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Right now, get the Milwaukee M18 Red Lithium High Output XC6.0 Battery 2-Pack for just $282.99. And score a free Milwaukee tool of your choice. Pick from a mid-torque impact wrench, hacksaw cordless tire inflator, 2-speed grease gun, or a powerful fuel blower. All tool-only models. That's a serious value for serious DIYers and pros alike. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel, your one-stop shop for unbeatable tool deals.
The Home Talent Baseball League has been around since 1929. They began another season yesterday with games in the Western section. The Dodgeville Knights were winners against the Pine Bluff Mount Horeb Bluffers 6-5. Hollandale with a 14-1 win over the Beavers of Argyle. Wyota 3-2 over Verona. The Arena A's beat the Belleville Raiders 8-6. Blanchardville Bullets over Musket A's Mudcats 16-1. And Scholesburg Benton 6-5 over Ridgeway in a 10-inning game. From the north yesterday, Middleton was a winner against Sauk Prairie 8-1. Ashton 9-2 over Cazenovia's Reds in a game played in Cazenovia yesterday. Reedsburg 20, Wanakee 6, and Mazamani 10-5 over Black Earth. In the southeast, Stoughton with a win against Utica 8-5. Cambridge 17-8 over McFarland. And Monona was a winner against Columbus 14-8. High school baseball over the weekend. Saturday, Riverdale hosted a Riverdale Invitational. Lancaster was a winner by a score of 4-1 on Saturday. Ethan Cagle had a strong pitching performance, going 5 innings and striking out 6. Eli Campbell would go 2-for-3. In the other game, Highland was a winner, 6-5 over Riverdale. It was River Valley getting the win against Ithaca in a close game Saturday, 6-2. Prescott 13-6 over Platteville. East Dubuque 17-0 over Southwestern. And Mount Horeb 11-1 over Wisconsin Heights. At Viroqua's Triangular, Royal defeated Richland Center 2-1. And Viroqua winner against Richland Center 9-2. Viroqua defeated Royal 3-2. At Dodgeville Saturday, Portage was a winner, 5-0 over Dodgeville. Cambridge, 9-2 over Fenimore. Fenimore defeated Dodgeville, 4-2, and Portage over Cambridge, 10-7. It was a win for Iowa Grant over Pecatonica, 13-1. Beloit Memorial beat Pecatonica, 11-7. And Iowa Grant over Beloit Memorial, 11-1. At the Belleville Triangular, 10-7. West Salem over Belleville. Baraboo beat West Salem, 10-3. And Baraboo, 14-3 over Belleville. High school softball Saturday, Mount Horeb was a winner over River Valley, 11-4. Reedsburg 1-0 over Wanakee. At the Viroqua Invite, Viroqua 5-3 over Brookwood. Iowa Grant with a win against Kickapoo, 10-2. Brookwood 11-7 over Kickapoo. And Iowa Grant beat Viroqua, 10-2. In soccer action, according to Coach Shawnee Fink, the Hornets played more like themselves Saturday at Aquinas, but still fell by a score of 4-0. Next up, conference rematch against Prairie du Chien coming up on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock for senior night. 5 senior players, including Lily Tidrick, Selah Nelson, Erlyn Wallace, Naomi Sherwood, Gabriella Tony Bruckner, and 3 senior managers, including Lucy Joyce, Dorian Anderson, and Ethan Gold, will be honored at halftime tomorrow night. tonight. Also, Lodi, 6-1 over River Valley on Saturday. River Valley edged Madison Country Day, Abundant Life Christian, St. Ambrose, 1-0. And Sugar River over Baraboo, 7-1, also on Saturday. The WIAA has released the pairings for the upcoming WIAA softball tournament. The seedings finally were complete over the weekend. Some games will be played as early as this coming Thursday. Weston will be playing at Lafarge in the opening round of the tournament. The winner of that will play at Ithaca. The Bulldogs garnered a number one seed in their half sectional. Also, Wunniwuk Center will be hosting North Crawford in the first round. The winner will play number two Brookwood. Kickapoo and Hillsboro will play next Tuesday, and DeSoto and Seneca as well. Royal will be hosting Cochrane Fountain City. In other Division 4 action, Riverdale will get a first-round game at home against Boscobel this Thursday, and the winner will face Mineral Point at Mineral Point next Tuesday. Parkview will play at Darlington as well, with the winner to play at number 1 Cuba City. Fenimore will host Wisconsin Heights. Moving to Division 3, Richland Center has had marked improvement this year in softball. They're a number 4 seed, and they'll get a home game next Tuesday and take on number 5 Lancaster. River Valley, with a 9th seed, will play at number 8 Westby. The winner will face number 1 seed Dodgeville the following week on Tuesday night. Viroqua will host Boston, with a winner to play at Prairie du Chien in the next round of tournament softball. Division 2, Sauk Prairie will be at La Crosse Logan. The winner will play at number 1 seed Mount Horeb. Number 5 Reedsburg will take on number 4 Portage a week from tomorrow. Seeding meetings get underway this week for high school baseball teams, and their tournament will begin in 2 weeks. Games going on today. Well, Richland Center had a game scheduled today with softball action. That's been moved to tomorrow, and lots of conference track meets. And the way the weather is sounding, it doesn't look real favorable for conference track meets tomorrow. But the Southwest Conference meet is to be at Dodgeville. Also, tomorrow, Richland Center baseball set to host Dodgeville, and the Richland Center soccer teams set to host Prairie du Chien. For River Valley, they have action going on today in softball at Lancaster, and we'll have a broadcast from Ithaca today on WRCO, FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The Bulldogs will be hosting North Crawford in both baseball and softball. We'll have a broadcast from the baseball diamond. It's a big one today at Cazenovia. Weston looking to get that conference title outright, leading by a game over Seneca, will take on Seneca at Cazenovia Memorial Park. That game time is slated for 4:30 this afternoon. Also, Seneca plays at Weston in softball. And Kickapoo is on the road at Waseca Steuben High School today. Jackson Cherio robbed Royce Lewis of a potential tying home run in the 8th inning, and the Brewers ended the Twins' 13-game win streak with a 5-2 victory. Isaac Collins and Sal Frelick each drove in 2 runs to help the Brewers end the second-longest win streak in Twins history. The Twins won 15 straight in 1991, a season that ended with a World Series title. Lewis homered for the Twins in the 4th inning, but on his long drive in the 8th, Cherio timed his jump perfectly and reached his gloved hand over the wall to make the catch. Brewer baseball can be heard all season long on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. The Brewers are getting set to host Baltimore in a series that gets underway this evening. Elsewhere in baseball, Atlanta 10-4 over Boston. Miami beat Tampa Bay 5-1. Washington 10-4 over Baltimore. Cincinnati 3, Cleveland 1. Kansas City 2-1 over St. Louis. The Cubs 6-2 over the White Sox. It was San Francisco 3, the Athletics 2. Seattle 6-1 over San Diego. The Angels 6, Dodgers 4. Yankees 8-2 over the Mets. In the National League, Philadelphia 1-0 over Pittsburgh. Arizona 1-0 over Colorado. It was American League action, where Houston was a 4-3 winner over Texas, Detroit 3 and Toronto 2. Bucks fans await for the decision that will come out of a meeting this week between superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo and the front office. The parties plan to discuss the team's direction. The meeting could determine whether Giannis is with the team next season. The player has told reporters that competing for more NBA titles means more to him than staying in Milwaukee. ESPN reports Milwaukee has an old and expensive roster with no obvious path to get back into contention right now. In the NBA yesterday, Oklahoma City over Denver, 125-93. From the NHL playoffs, 6-1, Florida beat Toronto. Scottie Scheffler won the PGA Championship for his third major title. He won by 5 shots, but this one was a nail-biter until the final hour. And reaching an agreement with number one draft choice Matthew Golden means only one Packer rookie remains unsigned. Golden's 4-year agreement is worth a little over $17.5 million. Second-rounder Anthony Belton is the only Green Bay draft pick who has not signed up yet. I am Phil Nee with a look at sports.
Cordon Maine offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
Our morning update continues on WRCO with a flashback of vintage Paul Harvey Rest of the Story program.
Now, the rest of the story. The last half of the 19th century was not only the golden age of invention, it was the golden age of railroading. And that's no coincidence. Just look at the list of railway-related inventions patented between 1865 and 1900. There was the Walton locomotive chimney. The same inventor invented a rail silencer for metropolitan elevated trains. Smoke and cinder conveyors for the Walton chimney were invented by Rogers and Wyatt. Then there was the Harman locomotive cab window. A projecting cone kept rain and snow and steam off the window, protected the engineer from hail and sparks and wind. There was the Gibbon compound rail and the green rail support and cross tie to hold tracks together. Several inventions to keep the tracks free of snow and other hazards, like the Bryant rotating wheel that brushed snow aside, and the Fraser sectional snow plow that could be raised and lowered for snow of any depth, and the Whipple sand spreader attached to the undersides of railroad cars that continuously sanded the tracks, and the Simpson steamer that sprayed locomotive steam or hot water on the tracks to prevent vegetation from growing. 16 inventors of that period tackled the problems of railroad car couplings. The Weatherby gear system locked and unlocked the cars. The Davidson system was used as a pivoting lever and a chain to release one car from another. Then there were the railroad cars themselves, the Wilkerson cattle car with its patented sliding partitions, food and water troughs and floor apertures, the Lester box car with its specially designed seats and headboards that converted into upper and lower sleeping berths. Most significantly, perhaps, were the inventions between 1865 and 1900 relating to railroad safety. The Riggin Railroad crossing gate, the Miller and Bosberg signaling devices, the Holmes intercar safety apparatus, the Woodward detachable roof that could be removed when a car overturned, the Beasley anti-derailment device, of course, the Coston Railroad warning flare. There were more inventions during the golden age of railroading than we have time to recall here and now. The brainstorms of 40 railroaders who helped build the rip-roaring industry we now associate with the likes of John Henry and Casey Jones, maybe mistakenly. Because, Americans, the railway inventors whose inventions you have just heard described include Mary Walton and Augusta Rogers and Mary Wyatt and Sarah Harman and Catherine Gibbon and Marion Reed and Jane Bryant and Harriet Frazier and Alice Whipple and Louisa Simpson and Sarah Weathersby and Sarah Davidson and Nancy Wilkerson and Mame Lester and Helen Ingram and Mary Riggin and 24 more. 40, count 'em, 40 mechanical wizards who helped make rail travel what it was and what it is. All of them women. Now you know the rest of the story.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Coach Johnson here, and I can't believe it's May already, but that means June and July are right around the corner. Are you ready for what summer brings? The lake, the pool, hiking, just being more active. You don't have to wait. Let's discuss what your health journey can be like and set up a game plan for lifelong health optimization. Our program has so many plans and resources to help you facilitate a healthier lifestyle wherever you're at. Contact me, Jamie Johnson, at 608-604-7751 or send me a message through social media. I would love to have an informed conversation with you about your health goals. Have a great day.
It's time for another Town Taxi Triple Play. Keeping RC on the move with commercial-free music. Call 647-3114 to schedule a ride today.
Of hearts today. That's Brooks and Dunn from WRCO and the Town Taxi Triple Play.
Second wind, turn
problem, and it ain't even you. Nah, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even that feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard. But damn this heart.
Tony with Town Taxi. Mr. Beep Beep, Yep, that's me. You need a ride? We've got you covered. As Richland Center's only locally owned and operated taxi service, we go the extra mile for a smile, literally. Whether it's a quick in-town trip, a ride to Ithaca, Boaz, or Gotham, or even a trip to the airport, we're here for you. And thanks to our free ride fund sponsored by the Salvation Army, we offer free local healthcare transportation to those in need. Doctor's visits, pharmacy runs, we'll get you there. At Town Taxi, we treat you like people, not packages. Call 608-647-3114 today, because getting stuck in transit is no fun.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could have just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. It's still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you? I should start asking questions for you. Get a bandy. What's the more beautiful is you? You ain't waking up with someone like me. Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. Someone as beautiful as you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you? You ain't riding around with someone like me. I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. What's someone as beautiful as you? We'll be right back.
its toll. And in the name of flood control, they make their plans and they drain the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. So blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminole, the alligators and the gulls.
John Anderson and the Seminole Wind. Some good 90s country there for you. 43 at WRCO Studios. We're headed toward a daytime high of 60 a little bit later on. Maybe some sunshine, but I think clouds are going to pretty well rule today and over the course of the next couple of days as well. Our trivia question of the day is coming up. It could net you a great prize from Richland Center Subway.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
This week at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca, featuring all classes of quality dairy cattle, from fresh cows and two-year-olds to milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll also find bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, plus baby heifer and bull calves. Check our website frequently for the latest auction updates. It all happens this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca. Don't miss it!
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in Southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Subway on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, including, oh my goodness, maybe make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it yourself. Check out all the new flavors of subs at Subway.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love fast, safe, and fresh. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 9. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
American Idol came to an end this season, season 23. And last night, spoiler alert, Jamal Roberts was the winner, beating out John Foster and Brianna Nix on the final night. There were some really good performances and really good duets. That's the, if you're going to watch American Idol one night, that's the night to especially watch it. But nonetheless, it's trivia question today that goes like this. Simon Cowell, Ellen DeGeneres, Cara DioGuardi, and Randy Jackson were the judges for the 9th season of American Idol. Which judge was the only one that stayed for the 10th season? Again, Simon, Ellen, Cara, Randy were the judges for the 9th season of American Idol. Which judge was the only one that stayed for a 10th season? 608-647-4155. The winning answer wins from Subway. Here's Luke Combs. Combs at WRCO. Congratulations to Karen Knobel, our winner of trivia. Simon Cowell, Ellen DeGeneres, Cara DiAguardi, and Randy Jackson were the judges for the 9th season of American Idol. Which judge was the only one that stayed for a 10th season? We had 5 guesses for Simon and 1 for Ellen. None of those right, sorry. Only Randy Jackson stayed for the 10th season of American Idol. Steven Tyler and Jennifer Lopez were chosen as the new judges for the 10th season of American Idol. And so the rest is history. And then after that, Randy stayed maybe another year or so. He was the longest tenured judge on American Idol before they made some changes and, of course, went with others such as Katy Perry and Lionel Richie and then, of course, Luke Bryan. And this year, it's been Carrie Underwood. Back then, and it was fun to watch that. That year, I'm not sure it was. It was kind of a train wreck with those 4 judges competing and not really competing, but, you know, just kind of maybe disagreeing and things like that, which is all right. That's one of the things the current judges, maybe they were a little bit more critical this year, but I didn't feel like they always give a lot of input, and it's always the greatest performance I've ever seen, and those kind of things from some of the judges. And I would be the same way. It's hard to be there and be critical of somebody when they've just kind of put their heart and soul out there. But that was the thing. Either love him or hate him, Simon always he told it like he saw it. That's for sure. And anyway, congratulations to Karen, our winner. Randy Jackson, the correct answer in American Idol trivia today, sponsored by Subway and Richland Center.
Need it, but don't need to own it? Rent it at McFarland's in Sauk City. Everything to help make your party or project a success. Tables, tents, tablecloths, treat machines, and more. Rug cleaners, floor sanders, tile cutters, and chainsaws. McFarland's is your one-stop project center for DIY home renovators. It's all here under one roof. McFarland's, your complete and replete, I repeat, rental center. 1 block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in Southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
Progressive Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance might be the easiest part of owning a home. Definitely easier than this.
Psst, honey. Honey!
What?
Shh, there's a salesman walking up the driveway.
Oh no, he's got a clipboard.
What do we do?
Get down.
Down?
On the floor, you...
Shoot, did he see us?
Why are you breathing so loud?
Home ownership isn't easy. But with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, shopping for home insurance is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Yeah.
Molly Dunn on WRCO. Community conversation coming up on today's morning show in just a little bit. Happy Trails time is next. This is Jordan Davis.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for. You keep checking over your shoulder like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my way. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. By the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my aid. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee, and I hope all of your trails are happy. We'll talk again next hour with the morning show on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. News at 9 is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry in Spring Green, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 43 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is set to call Russian President Vladimir Putin in about a half an hour from the White House. They'll be discussing an end to the war in Ukraine. After that phone call, the president is set to call Volodymyr Zelensky. Former President Biden thanking well-wishers on social media following his diagnosis of an aggressive form of prostate cancer.